Often in our programme, our special feature in the midway point of our programme is to have someone share their testimony, may it an evangelist, maybe sometimes it is a pastor. But today I've got a very special person, someone who has shared my life for many years now, and that is, of course, Mrs. Stewart. And I've asked her to do a little feature today on a great gentleman, a man of God, who came our way some years ago, Dr. John Moore. And then we're going to play one of his very special hymns immediately after she speaks to us. And I'm inviting Yvonne to come and share with us now a little bit of background to that beautiful hymn and also a little bit about the man who wrote it, John Moore. Thank you, Yvonne.
Thank you very much. It's wonderful to be able to share about our dear friend, Dr. John Moore, who has just recently gone home to be with the Lord in November of 2017. But anyone who knows me, and especially the one who lives with me, knows that I love hymns. I just love the old hymns. I love the hymns that have been the message of salvation and the message of redemption right down through the years. I have many favourite hymns, but one that is a favourite, I believe, of the whole world is Days Are Filled with Sorrow and Care, but Burdens Are Lifted at Calvary. Let me tell you a little bit about our friend Dr. Moore. He was born way back in 1925, but at the age of 27, this hymn was written. He had become a Christian. He was brought up in a Christian home. But God dealt with him as a boy of 16, and he was wonderfully converted to the Lord. That started his ministry, and as a very young man, he entered the ministry around Glasgow, where he studied, and Edinburgh. Some of the places that are well known are Tent Hall in Glasgow, where he ministered, and Crubbers Christian Centre in Edinburgh. But then he emigrated to North America and married Esther, who predeceased him back in 2012. But at the time he was in Glasgow, he was asked to go to visit a young seaman, a merchant seaman, in the hospital. He was from the south of England, and he had had a very bad accident, was lying critically ill in the Glasgow hospital. So after getting permission from the sister of the hospital, the nursing sister, he went to visit him, and they talked for a few moments, and then he put his hand in his briefcase where he carried all his tracts and pamphlets for the gospel, and not knowing which one would come out, it happened to be a tract based on the story of Pilgrim's Progress. Some of you have read it. It's a wonderful allegory by John Bunyan. Now, I'll not go into the whole story, but as he showed the young seaman the picture on the front of the little tract, he told him the story very briefly, and then he added that Pilgrim's experience of coming to the cross was the same as his, and he explained how that the sense of guilt and sin had been removed the day he found Jesus. And he said, "Have you got any burden on your back today?" And the young man nodded his head. So he said, "We prayed together, and never will I forget the smile of peace and assurance that lit up his face when he said that the burden was lifted." I can relate to that too, because it was through that story that I came to know the Lord as a child of 10. And I knew the burden of sin lifted from my heart as well. Later that night, he was sitting by the fireside. Remember, just a young man of 27. And he had his paper and pen in his hand, and he couldn't get that thought out of his mind. His burden is lifted. His burden is lifted. So he started to write, and it just came from his prolific pen so quickly, he said. Never for a moment did I imagine that this little hymn would become a favourite throughout the world. And since that time, he said he heard of people all over the world who were blessed and saved through the singing of that hymn. Now, it went from Scotland to South Africa and then translated into many, many languages. But we had the wonderful joy of having Dr. John Moore visit our church and our drive-in church back in August 2004. And just to hear the man himself who wrote the hymn singing it, is something we will never, ever forget.